So Psalm 119 and verse 59 says in the New King James, I thought about my ways. Psalm 119, verse 59. It said, I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimony. Isn't that good? The man thought about they're not lining up with yours. So I turned my feet to what? Your testimony. Hallelujah. I turned my feet so I could testify of what you have said, what you've done for me. What is Revelation 12:11 said? They overcame how? By the blood of the Lamb and the word of that what?
Testimony.
So he said, I thought about my ways and they wouldn't line up with your way. So I turned my feet. What'd you do? I'm going toward his testimony. Amen. And so, because I recognize his testimonies, they are right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And look what Joshua said. Joshua 1:8, you heard it many times, but look what he said. He said, this book of the law, this is Joshua 1:8, and this is King James. This book of the law, notice what he said. Why won't it depart? Because it teaching me God's ways. I'm ganging God's thoughts, and I'm getting his mind. I know how he thinks about, I know what he thinks about. And so I'm ganging that because I spend time meditating on his word. This is God's word, is God's will, God's thoughts, God's mind. Hallelujah. And so this book of the law, he said, shall not do what? Depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt do what? Shall meditate in it day and night, that thou mayest observe. Notice what he said. That thou mayest observe to do according to all that are written. Not some, all that are written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, and you will have good success. You will have good success. Because you have turned your feet towards his testimony. You have found out by meditating in the book of the law, in the word of God, and God's thoughts, God's will, God's plan, God's ideas, and God's, what God has for you, you know it. And you won't be in the dark. You won't be deceived when you get around other strange talk, different action that people will try to pull you into, your mindset, that you will have a sound mind because you renewed it with the word of God. You've been diligent to do what the word teaches you to do. When these thoughts come to try to spend your time thinking against God and wrong towards God, you have taken time to do what the word says. And in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, these are the weapons of our warfare. Let me see. So though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after flesh. See, we didn't have this one. Though we do what? Walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. We do not war after the flesh, because if we follow the flesh, it leads us to the ways of destruction. But he said, let me get there real quick. This is verse 4 I want to pick up. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are what? Mighty through God to the pulling down, getting rid of the bad thoughts, trying to infiltrate, trying to take over, trying to get a hold to your mind and make you think differently from the way God thinks. I'm God's son. We are God's children. You're God's child. You want to think like your daddy. You don't think like your father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I always do what my father tells me to do. Paraphrasing. But he said, "What? Well, I always do what my father." He didn't come trying to build his own reputation. He knew exactly why he was sent. Why are we here in this earth? To do our own thing, to go some other way? No, we're here to carry out God's will. Jesus gave us the plan, gave us the command, commissioned us when he got ready to leave. He said, go in all the world and preach what? The gospel to who? Every creature, and he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, the one that don't shall be damned. And then he said, this will accompany you as you preach it. Amen. You'll speak with, you'll cast out the devil, you'll speak with new tongues, you'll drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt you. And you should take up serpent, they won't bite you, won't be able to bite you. If they bite you, they won't harm you. And then he said, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And when he finished giving that command, you know what they did? They went everywhere preaching. What are we to do? Go everywhere in our generation. Amen. We should never compromise this word. That's why God wants you to have his mind, to be assured that you're thinking right and you're acting right towards his word, and that you will have good success when you do it. Listen to Psalm 119, verse 99. 119, I'm coming, moving right along. Glory to God. Psalm 119 and verse 99 says, I have more understanding than all of my teachers. I wonder how did he get that? He said, I have what? I have more understanding than all of my teachers. For your testimony or my what? That's how he got there. You don't have to limit what you learn from my teaching. It's good, because you know what? You hear me on Wednesday night, not every Wednesday night, but most time on Wednesday night and Sunday morning. What you gonna do about the rest of those days of the week? I'm not at your house. I don't sit up on, come in your house, sit on your couch, and we're going to have a session. But this word is right here. Carry with you everywhere you go. Amen. You're in the shopping mall. There's some seats on the side there. You can pull over, take a break, open up your script and read them. And who concern is it? What I mean by that, why are you concerned about what somebody else think? This is you. He said, let it be your meditation. This is how the man got there. How did he get there? He said, for your testimony or my meditation. Yeah, who said you can't take a break while you shopping and do some meditation? Why are you doing the meditation? I want his thoughts. I want to think like him. I want to make sure I act like him when these situations come up. When I'm out, I don't want to just look good while I'm in the building here. I want to be just like him everywhere I go. Amen. And my actions, and how did I get there? Because I turn my feet towards his testimony so I could go in his direction and learn his way. And he already said, it's life and peace. Didn't he say it? I said, didn't he say it? Amen. Amen. Jeremiah,